Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. We are here at FinTech Meetup with Masako Long from Janusy.
Hi.
How are you, Masako?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're here doing our speed dating for FinTechs, I guess, meetings. And this is like the 101, and there's like a million people in this room.
So two rooms.
I think there's 1,000 tables, literally. So how are you doing? Good to
great.
See you.
A lot of great meetings.
Yeah.
A lot of really good conversations at these tables. Maybe better than out there, so yeah, it's been fun.
Any highlights to report or anything like that?
I think FinTech Meetup was extremely organized and amazing.
So
they've provided really good updates, where you need to be, what time, their app is amazing. They connected me with really good people in these meetings, so
yeah,
happy.
I think I've said it time and time again here with a lot of people, like the technology that has helped put this together is amazing.
Yeah.
The platform and, like you said, how organized it is. So that said, since we're all so organized, what do you guys want to get? What does Janusy want to get out of this out of FinTech Meetup? Obviously, networking,
yes.
Things like that. What else are you guys
looking
for?
Well, we've already accelerated deals. We got a deal signed.
Wow.
So more to come on that in the future.
Well done.
And we've definitely gotten some interest, so the meetings yesterday went well. I have a couple people that want me to follow up. Even some of the hallway conversations have been really great. It's been tough to manage a booth because there's only two of us from Janusy. Yeah, taking turns, going to meetings, but it's been really great.
Yeah. Wow.
But I've learned about a lot of really cool fintechs, too. I decided to meet with a couple people, women founders of startups, and didn't think there was really an opportunity, but I was really curious about what they're doing.
Yeah.
But they were really curious, asked a lot of really great questions, and I'm like, actually, I think there may be somewhere you can help us in some of this.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I'm excited to follow up with them as well.
So what have you learned here? Any lessons learned so far? There's a lot of fintechs out there. There's a lot of fintechs.
My lesson is that I cannot learn everything about every use case, but generally speaking, there's so many really innovative things people are trying to do with everything, right? Like, whether it be on the payment side or, I think a lot of things about financial wellness and, education around finance to, I want to say now it's the younger, except getting older. But, the younger crowd, but I think it's great because you want to learn about that stuff early, right?
Yeah.
And essentially democratizing a lot of information about finances.
So what's your advice or what's your message to credit unions about this event? Because I know there's actually a good number of credit unions here, I've learned.
Yeah.
But I think more, in my opinion, more need to come here and see what's on the horizon, even though it is a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
But you get to come here and you get to see what's on the horizon, what's out there, and you can kind of filter out what you need, what you don't need.
Well,
what's your advice?
Yeah, I think credit unions should come. I think what's really great about credit unions coming to this event is that they really have their pick on who they can meet with, right? They can find the technology that they're interested in, find the different kind of, or even just networking people they're interested in. I think they get the more of the pick than anybody else, right? Those are good meetings, really effective.
I think a lot more of them will be here next year, for sure. So this is the first year it's been done in person.
Yeah.
So
it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I agree. So anything else? Let's give Janusy a quick plug.
Yes.
Give us a quick elevator speech or an escalator speech on Janusy for everyone.
Well, as usual, if core integrations are a challenge, we're here to help with that, providing a lot of different kind of use cases, anywhere from fraud to payments to new account opening to loan origination. We're helping everybody with that, providing, getting the information from the core and being able to write back to the core. It's a really big deal, and I think it's really useful for the fintechs, but also for the credit unions and financial institutions that we serve, because a lot of them have multiple projects that include a number of fintechs, and if they wait for each one to get done, it may be a several year process, whereas with us, they could really work with us to develop and have us understand what they need, and we partner for different fintechs and get that accelerated.
Yeah, well, as we all know, speed is the name of the game today.
Exactly.
So if you're not changing, you're dying.
Yeah. So, and you need to get deposits, right? Like financial institutions need the deposits, they need the engagement from, you know, on credit usage from their members, right? They need more, bringing those members in and keeping them as a long-time.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think what you guys are doing is much, it has been needed for a very long time, and now you guys are here and you're doing it. And I think you're already, the success is already evident, so it's really cool to see.
Yeah, I'm really pumped. We signed up quite a few customers since VAC, I'm really excited about, you know, the opportunity and more of being able to share more of those stories soon.
The other thing that I found out yesterday while I was interviewing Jack Smith from PRIT, but it's also associated with Janucy, but he was saying what you guys didn't anticipate in the beginning was that the need on the credit union side, the need for Janucy on the credit union side.
Yeah.
You kind of saw it, but the credit union kind of came to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
it kind of,
like this
yeah,
too,
it kind
right?
of flipped because our go-to model has been more focused on helping the fintechs overcome that last mile, the core integration, and then with that, we knew that the credit unions would come, right? They would come because they're using the fintechs. But what we found really towards the end of the year, to the beginning of this year, is that after kind of credit unions were doing their strategic planning and everything like that, we had a bunch of inbound inquiries about how can you help me if I want to do these projects, or even if I want to change my core or something like that, how can I get prepared if I need to change my core or if I need to change my loan origination system? How do I do that? And Janucy was a great answer to that. And even with acquisitions, right? If they're acquiring another credit union that has a different core, instead of having to do all that right away, because they have the front-end interface, they could wait till that contract rides out or just have a little bit more time to think about when they're going to do that, so because we'd be translating that information.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on in the industry too.
Yes.
So once again, another need that you guys are addressing. Good stuff. Well, cool. Anything else? Anything else, Masako?
Oh, what do I say? I feel like I've been here forever. I'm back next week with Nikiso,
so
I'm in Vegas 2 weeks in a row. It's kind of overwhelming, but it's super fun.
Yeah, I agree. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
I've met a lot of great people. I really enjoy this industry, so I'm excited to.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much for the time. And we still have 7 minutes left, if you can see the... There it is. We have 7 minutes left. The big stopwatch in the sky.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.